My name is Brianna Bell, and I attend the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. My story is called When the Bedbugs Came. My first day of work during my spring externship in Washington, D.C., I looked in the mirror and noticed a mysterious swelling on my forehead. By the next day, several new red bumps appeared on my arm. Mostly as a precaution, I went to a doctor that evening and was told the cryptic lumps were bedbug bites. The next morning, I had to text my supervisor and tell her the room I was renting had bedbugs. This was not the first week impression I was hoping for. I missed work, and I took all of my clothes and started putting them through dryer cycles. My winter coat was a casualty and melted. I walked to a big box store and bought plastic Ziploc bags and bedbug-proof mattress covers. To be quite honest, I bought myself chocolates, too. I lamented, how could this happen to me, my first week? I had bites on my face. Going back to work the next day and facing the bedbug-sniffing dogs that my office brought in as a precaution was almost too much. I wanted to go home, back to Pittsburgh and my comfortable routine. Law school was a risk. I was 29 when I started. It took many years of convincing myself that I was worth the investment of law school and capable of doing the work. In each job I had after college, as a teacher and advocate for children living in foster care, I served children living in poverty. Yet I always wanted to do more. Becoming a lawyer seemed like a dream that I was not confident was achievable. When accepted, I was both thrilled and apprehensive. My first year was like struggling against a strong current, but I was determined not to give up. The thoughts of my past students and my future potential clients kept me afloat. After fumigation, one of my first assignments was to read the cases the organization I was working for litigated to rectify deplorable housing conditions for their clients. I started reading about a young child who literally died from an asthma attack that was caused by poor housing conditions. Another child with disabilities had bullets shot through his bedroom window. I read about a basement apartment that was flooded with sewage and a child who had a ceiling collapse over him. I sat and I read hundreds of cases like these. So many leaks and cockroaches and rodents, apartments with mold and lead and asbestos. In all of these cases, parents and caregivers were desperate for any relief that would make their home safe and habitable for themselves and their children. These individuals were not only facing poor housing conditions, but also poor health. All of this compounded into a system that was unimaginably oppressive. These clients gave all their confidence to get relief to a lawyer. I read the case notes of all the lawyers who had fought for the dignity of these clients. They wrote letters. They did inspections. They ordered medical files. They sat with clients in their homes and practiced for court. They emailed. They called. They filed motions. They represented their clients zealously. These lawyers, they fought like hell, and sometimes it still wasn't enough. What became clear was that my three-week stint of bedbug treatments was one of privilege. I practiced my advocacy skills to get the women's dormitory I was living in to pay for an exterminator. I had the means to pay for all of my loads of laundry and the bedbug-proof mattress covers. I knew this was a temporary hassle, and my life was not at risk. I had a safety net, and I relied on it. The clients that my externship organization represented were not as fortunate. Should it be privilege that determines if people have a safe environment to live in? Should it be considered lucky for children to grow up in environments that do not make them ill? Do the downward spiral of poverty, institutional racism, and unaffordable housing every day children and people die needlessly. Children live in environments that are toxic. Some have even suggested that certain children would have better health outcomes by living in homeless shelters than by continuing to live in housing that is adversely affecting their health, putting their lives at risk. I have found my resolve renewed in becoming a lawyer. I am continually reminded of my incredible privilege that one day I will be leading clients' cases and making a profound difference in someone's life. In that, I know it will transform my own.